You couldn't reach the 26,000 children a year who you believe are getting hepatitis B. You decided to vaccinate all the children in the United States.
That's correct. And in fact, that is a well-accepted public health approach and policy.
The idea that you would, in fact, vaccinate every single person born with a whole range of toxic chemicals, essentially, and think that that was, in fact, helping them, is not a sound thought. $1.5 billion has been paid to parents whose children have either died or been maimed by vaccinations.
This is just a commercial operation. It's nothing to do with health, I don't believe, anymore.
The United States uses more vaccines than any country in the world. We have the most highly vaccinated population, particularly child population, in the world. It's projected to be a $20 billion business by the year 2020.
When Dr. Sharar appeared on ABC's 2020 in January, he said that he honestly believed the hepatitis B vaccine had not caused any problems. Can an employee of a pharmaceutical company that manufactures a vaccine be objective in designing experiments to show fault in a product that generates close to $1 billion in sales for his company?
There is an alliance between the pharmaceutical industry that produces vaccines, the federal agencies that regulate and recommend vaccines for mass use, and the doctors who give vaccines.
We are given journals to read with articles reporting of results of studies that are primarily bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. We have drug reps come to our office and bring us cushy little meals and give us a spiel about a drug which they learned in a weekend seminar. And doctors are getting this as their major source of information.
I spoke to the head of CDC, the person who actually put these programs in place. And he told me specifically that he was terminated in his job because he refused to make the annual public announcement that influenza vaccine should be administered now. Everyone should go get their flu shots.
What Americans need to realize is that vaccines are not risk-free. They carry a risk of injury or death, and that risk can be greater or lesser depending upon your individual makeup.
In more than 26 states, there is a movement to mandate that girls as young as 11 have the Gardasil vaccine. Gardasil is the Merck-produced vaccine designed to protect against four of the over 100 strains of the human papillomavirus. However, according to the lead researcher, Dr. Diane Harper of Dartmouth Medical School, quote, "Giving it to 11-year-olds is a great big public health experiment. It is silly to mandate vaccination of 11 and 12-year-old girls."
I started receiving calls from constituents. It became apparent that the public really wasn't educated about this particular disease or even about the vaccine itself.
We're supposed to be a free country, but in this area we certainly are not a free country. And it certainly, when it has to do with the health of our children, this is one of the most basic rights we should have but don't have.
Employees in the federal government who work for the FDA regulating vaccines, or work at the CDC making policy for vaccines, recommending mass use of vaccines, can leave government service and then go to work for the vaccine manufacturers literally the day after they retire. This is something that we should not accept.
Sometimes people wonder whether or not they represent us. And I think what I can say, having been on that committee for 5 years, is that not only do they represent us, they are us. I think that when they sit around that table and they try and make the decision, is this vaccine safe and is this vaccine effective and will this vaccine be useful in this country, and they make a decision about whether or not it should be given to children, I think when they make that decision, their one guiding principle is, would I give this to my own child or my own grandchild or my own niece and nephew? And only then, I think, and only then, are they willing to make a recommendation for children in this country.
They are invited into these meetings to all sit there and talk about how they can keep selling the idea to the American public that vaccines are safe. That's why they hold so many vaccine meetings, because they don't want the immunization program to fall, because it's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Dr. Offit was a good example. He sat on an advisory board for a vaccine that he held a patent. He received $350,000 for doing research on that vaccine. And he was paid to go around the country and talk to doctors and tell them it was safe to use this vaccine.
At the same time the government tells it's safe and necessary, there is a government program called the Vaccine Compensation Program, which compensates the families of children who are injured and killed by vaccination to the tune of $200 million a year. It is illegal in this country to sue the pharmaceutical companies and the physicians for injuries caused by vaccination. And if your child is killed or injured, you have to go to the government for a government handout and compensation.
Lindsay is representative of all the children who fall under the mandate. Lindsay received the hepatitis B vaccine 2 days before entering high school. The next day, she seemed flu-like. The day after that, so dizzy. She couldn't stand up without holding the walls. The following day, she passed out. Her ability to stand was compromised for almost 6 months due to unremitting dizziness. Following our doctor's advice, Lindsay had the series of three. It was on the third shot, Lindsay became so violently ill within 2 hours that I knew the vaccine was the catalyst of her illness. Lindsay is plagued on a daily basis with headaches of a severe kind, joint pain, seizures, nausea, hair loss, dizziness, gastroesophageal reflux, and extreme fatigue. My daughter shouldn't have to suffer like this because government officials and drug company executives didn't do their jobs.
We really have given these companies such wide latitude to develop these vaccines and not really give us full information about what the ingredients in those vaccines can do in the human body.
One courageous New York State physician, a lady who wanted to tell the truth about vaccination, was told that that she was delusional by the very same federal agency, the CDC, that we now know accepted vaccine recommendations from a professional committee that had over half of its members from pharmaceutical companies that made those vaccinations and allowed for years deadly mercury toxins to be included in the 29 vaccinations that they claimed our children need.